As the fighting between Israel and Hamas continues, the death toll continues to rise. 817 Palestinians and 34 Israelis have died. Just ahead, we'll hear from Palestinian Americans in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn about how they're reacting to the conflict. But first, we go to Israel to speak with a New Jersey teenager who's there on a month-long Hebrew language program. 17-year-old Josh Cohen arrived in Israel about 2 weeks ago, just as the conflict broke out. He spoke to me while traveling on a bus from the south of Israel to the kibbutz where he's staying in the country's north.
So I'm on a bus right now heading back from Eilat. I don't know exactly where we are geographically, but we're sort of driving up the coast of the Red Sea, Dead Sea, and we are, like, you know, near the border with Jordan.
How does it feel to be there in the midst of this conflict? What are you seeing and what are you hearing?
So it's a very surreal thing to be in Israel right now because you just feel so safe. And it's very, because, you know, it has the best military in the world and there's guards at every place you want to go into where they check your bag. And so it's very strange being here because while I feel completely safe in the borders, there's just like this looming threat of Hamas and basically any other, you know, extremist group. And so, you know, even when you hear the sirens go off, like a terrifying thing, but then like you still don't ever feel scared because you know Kippat Barzel, the Iron Dome, is going to protect you, and you know that there's a safe room you can run to. And so it's like, for me, it's a hard thing to sort of wrap my head around that I'm actually sort of in danger.
I mean, you're this kid from New Jersey who's in Israel right now, and have you had any, you know, close calls? What experience have you had with the attacks?
So my first weekend arriving, I spent Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday in Beersheva. And within arriving there, before we'd even sat down to dinner, so that means I had about 3 hours, I'd already heard two alarms. You know, you go out in places, and I think almost everyone in Israel has an alarm story to tell, whether it be because they spent hours in a shelter or they were just like walking the street and heard one. But I think it's very rare to find someone who hasn't heard an alarm here.
Has the thought ever crossed your mind to come back home when all of the fighting started?
You know, for me, I think the most important thing is actually to come to Israel and to stay in Israel just to show like solidarity. And it's because every Israeli that I've met has been so incredibly like grateful and happy that I'm like here and that I have faith in them.
How do you feel about the invasion of Gaza?
You know, it's really just, it's scary, you know, because there's a lot of possibility and a lot of different sort of like paths that we could be taken down with this invasion. But I think that Israel, in my mind, is justified in its movement into Gaza. I think that where they failed is they haven't gotten the media's, they haven't gotten like sort of the media approval. They haven't justified it enough to the general public. And of course, I think they're justified because I do have a bias and I'm very willing to admit that. My issue with the invasion in Gaza is that I don't want us to lose any more lives on either side. I don't want, like, I don't want the complete destruction of Gaza because there's so many people in Gaza who haven't done anything. But I don't know. It's just the situation is very hard for me to respond to because a part of me is very much like, go do it. And a part of me just wants it to be over with. And I think that that's sort of like the general consensus among Israelis is that like nobody wants us to be there, but everyone understands that we have to be.
So let me ask you about what's the dynamic in your group over the conflict right now? Do you have debates or arguments among the other students that are there?
We do. There's, you know, a group like this that have come to Israel for a month to study Hebrew and live in a kibbutz, you're not going to find really a lot of people who are anti-Israel. There is sort of an argument in our group in what could happen. Like, if Israel, like, you know, continues doing this, what will be the response or the escalation from Hamas?
All right, Josh, thanks so much, and stay safe.
Nice talking to you.